Good morning. It is Monday, June 17th, 2019, and this is the beginning of week 4 of Writing for Digital Media and Mac 3108. I just had a few updates, general updates, and feedback for everybody, if you want to bear with me for a few minutes. I just want to say a couple words about the reading. Please make sure that you're doing the reading. The way that I will know you're doing the reading is that you're attempting to incorporate many of the things that you've been reading into your writing. I don't think many of you are doing the reading. That sounds accusatory. Perhaps you are doing the reading, but you need to show me that you're doing the reading. All right. You should read closely. And agreed, not everything that you read is going to be applicable to what it is you're writing, but a lot of it is. For example, writing big blocks of text on the screen is not a strong strategy for writing for digital media. People don't want to read big blocks of text, but that's the way that many of you are writing. What are some of the strategies that we can use that Carol has talked about, that I have talked about on the writing that I've assigned that you can use? Well, big paragraphs are not good. You should have a couple of sentences per paragraph that has a single main point. Think about this as like reading the newspaper, the local newspaper. If you've looked at it lately, it's almost as if every single paragraph in a news story is its own, or is just a sentence. I mean, you don't have to be that extreme, but this is the idea, right? When you go to a page that has just these huge, big, chunky paragraphs, what is your reaction to that? I mean, I don't want to read it. And I know you don't want to read it. And actually, I will be talking about the discussions in just a minute. But it's apparent that many of you are not reading discussion posts that have been posted before you come into post. And I'll get to that in just a minute. Okay. So be sure that you're doing the reading and you're attempting to practice the things that you'll be reading about. Now, that said too, Wikipedia should be getting easier for you. We've had 3 weeks on this platform. Now, if it's not, this means likely that you're not practicing enough. I see that some of you only log in to Wikipedia once a week. This is not good. You should be logging in 3-4 times a week for maybe shorter amounts of time, but you should be practicing using Wikipedia every day. This is really the only way that you're going to get comfortable with it. This is really the only way that you're going to learn the skills that you need to know. I've said this before, and I'll likely say it again, but if you're not practicing constantly and consistently like you would taking a math course or any trying to learn any skill, it's going to be much harder and take much longer. And we're almost halfway through the semester. All right, I want to move on to discussions a little bit. We had our second discussion this week about the content gap. Here are a few things that I noticed. You guys aren't treating a discussion as if it's a discussion. Notice that it's taking place on a talk page, and therefore it should be using the conventions of the talk page. You should use the colons to reply to one another, the reply to, or the ping, which I think many of you are doing. But at first, many of you who posted did make your own section for your post, which is good. New sections make it easier for these pages to be read. However, it should have its own topic. The section should not be just your section going in there to write about. Like many of you, I think like the first seven or eight called it discussion post number two, and then you dated it. That's incorrect because, first of all, a title should get people's attention. That title certainly does not, and it certainly gives no indication of what you're going to be writing about. So each section should have its own distinct topic so people can go in there and reply to and discuss that particular topic having to do with the content gap. So you should have a unique title, not something like discussion number two. You need to be responding correctly as well. This is using the talk page conventions, as I've linked to numerous times. If you missed a link, just search for, you know, do a regular Google search for talk, Wikipedia talk page help or something like that, and it will, again, show you how to do this. Some of you are still doing this incorrectly. You should have the signature down by now. You don't do the signature on another line. You just put it at the end of your line. Many of you still aren't doing this correctly, and you need to. You must use evidence. Now, I've said this numerous times already. I said it in my audio response last week. I've even made comments about this. If you are not using specific textual evidence from either the books that you've been reading or Wikipedia pages themselves, then the highest you can score is a 7 out of 10 on this. Many of you, just go back and look at your posts, cite no evidence whatsoever. Now, what's the best way to cite? Well, that's what links are for. This should not be a new concept. But on Writing for Digital Media, it's easier to do because you can just supply a link. On, for example, so-and-so cites on or suggests on this page, and you link to this page, that a content gap, blah, 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 and you've supported what you have to say. This is really important. Everything that you write on Wikipedia, I don't care where it is, should be supported with evidence. Now, again, this is not always going to be true, but on these discussions, it's particularly important. And then when you're writing articles, it's particularly important, and you really should be practicing this in your journals as well. So speaking of links, links to Wikipedia pages should be used in the body of your post. That is right in line in what you're writing. Links to external pages should be in a footnote. This is common practice on Wikipedia, as you guys have probably encountered if you've not read explicitly about right now. Now, you do not need to do both of these. In fact, doing both of them is just redundant and awkward, and you just shouldn't do it. So be sure that you're getting that correct. So discussions. You should be posting something short, not a big block of text, maybe in replies to each other on these things. Now, if you look, somebody tried to clean up our discussion page, which this was a heroic effort, but I'm not sure it made it any easier to read because we have no section titles. A way to clean it up would try to be putting people's posts into section titles. But again, this might have been very difficult because you guys covered a couple of different things in these big blocks of text that you made. Again, really, think about a discussion that we might have in class or talking that we might do in class. You're not standing up and rehearsing this big, long explanation or argument. You're making a point. And somebody else is following up on that point. That should be how these discussions work. Okay, we have one more to do, so we'll try this one more time. All right. Topics for your project. You should have these whittled down to one or two. You should kind of have a good idea about what it is that you want to write about, whether it's an article that already exists or an article that you want to write from scratch. And there are plenty that can be done. Several of you have already pointed that out. I think that that would be fantastic. You can also collaborate on this. If some of you, for example, wanted to do a brand new article on Amerson River Park, I think that's a great idea. Find out who's interested in working with you, and you can certainly do that. In fact, I would encourage it. Remember, Wikipedia is a collaborative platform, and I think that that would be fabulous. Keep up on your journal posts. Remember, at least two a week. I think most of you are doing that. You can write more. In fact, I would recommend writing three or four shorter posts. Remember what the journalist is supposed to be for. Some of you are still seem to be confused about what you should be writing about. This should not be a point of confusion, at this time. Remember, this is about your process. This is about what you're learning each week. This is about what you're finding out on Wikipedia. I find out new things almost every day, and I've been doing this for a little while. So you guys should be able to log in and write something every day that you've discovered. If you're doing the work, if you're working on it daily, at least every other day, then you're going to have plenty to write about in your journals. And remember, they're called journal posts. Okay, you have one journal in which you make posts or entries. All right. I think that's about it. I should have last week's grading done by tomorrow. That's Tuesday. As usual, you may email me for a breakdown of your grades. In fact, I may just send everybody a breakdown this week because midterm grades are due on Wednesday. Now, what I usually do for these grades is you either have a satisfactory or an unsatisfactory. Essentially, if you're doing the work, you have a satisfactory. If you are not doing the work, you have an unsatisfactory. You know who you are. This is midterm, so this is the point where everybody should be caught up. If you're behind a little bit, that's okay. You can still catch up a little bit. But if you're procrastinating, if you take another week off and don't do any work, this is going to be much more difficult for you to finish this class successfully. All right, well, I will see everybody on Wikipedia. Please let me know if you have any questions, and I look forward to another week of strong work.